Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A new report out this week details what happens when girls enter what they call the abuse to prison pipeline, in which victims of sexual abuse and trafficking often end up in the prison system and are often unfairly criminalized for defending or protecting themselves. The study is a follow-up to one back in 2015 that first identified the pipeline and takes a look at where we stand 8 years later. For more on this, we're live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline with Rebecca Epstein, Executive Director of the Center on Gender Justice and Opportunity at Georgetown. Thanks for joining us this morning. So how have things changed and how have they not?
Good morning. Things have changed with the sexual abuse to prison pipeline for girls. It's been 8 years. We've been through the Black Lives Matter movement. We've been through the pandemic. We've been through the Me Too movement. There's been increasing recognition of the criminalization of girls because they have experienced abuse and the unfairness of the cycle that sends girls into the juvenile justice system after they've experienced sexual abuse. But we still have a lot of work to do because it's still happening. Girls are still being put away for decades. In some of these cases.
Which groups of girls are most at risk of falling into this cycle?
Girls of color are clearly the most vulnerable on two different levels. First of all, girls of color experience sexual abuse at higher rates, and they are treated more harshly in the juvenile justice system. So they experience two layers of punitive treatment.
So let's define our terms here. Why don't you give me an example of how this works in the system and how these young women are brought in and what they do to get there and how they're treated?
Sure. One of the most grim and obvious examples is when girls who are being sex trafficked, which means they are under the control of a pimp, are forced into being sex trafficked, and yet they are arrested by police on prostitution charges or similar charges and sent into the system and kept there sometimes. Sometimes it's because people think it's for their own safety. Sometimes it's because the girls themselves are blamed for being involved in sex work. Another example is girls who live in a home in which one of the members are abusive. And when they run away from that home or when they miss school because they are running away from that home or running away from a sex trafficker, they're sent into the system.
California recently enacted a law that prevents sex workers from being arrested for loitering. Do changes like this work or do prosecutors use different charges?
Prosecutors can always use different charges. They're known as proxy charges or masking charges. So instead of picking up girls on prostitution charges, it may be not just for loitering, but for other charges as well. That said, California's act went into effect over a year ago, the Justice for Survivors Act, and it's certainly a model that we want to uplift as making progress. Because what that law does is it requires the justice system to pay attention to context, to think about the impact of the violence that these girls have been experiencing and encourages judges to consider the trauma that they've been through when they are sentencing these girls.
Not to be too cynical about this, but aren't these cases like low-hanging fruit for prosecutors who want to show that they're cleaning up the streets?
Well, I wouldn't want to guess at prosecutors' motivations. I think there are a lot of people out there who blame Black and brown girls who are being victimized. So they wouldn't be alone in blaming girls this way. And what we're trying to do with this report is to put the blame where it belongs, which is on the systems that don't understand these girls and with the people who are buying and selling them.
So in 30 seconds, what sort of policy changes would you recommend?
We'd like to see more laws like the one in California. Safe harbor laws, too, can help, which prevent girls from being charged with prostitution. And on the federal level, there's a law being considered called Sarah's Law that would take into account context when girls are trying to escape their abusers.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Rebecca Epstein, Executive Director of the Center on Gender Justice and Opportunity at Georgetown.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.